Alright everyone, welcome back to Tame the Bowl. Your daily dose of real talk about conquering anger and stress. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy ride we call life. Now, today we're diving into a beast that plagues us all at some point, procrastination. That sneaky little monster that whispers sweet nothings in our ears, tempting us with the allure of, later. But trust me, later rarely comes when it needs to. Ever felt like you were on a hamster wheel, endlessly spinning without making any real progress? You know that feeling when your to-do list gets longer and longer, yet the only thing getting checked off is scrolling through social media. That's procrastination rearing its ugly head. But here's the good news, we can tame this beast. And believe me, it's worth taming. Because procrastination isn't just about unfinished tasks. It's often rooted in a deeper fear, the fear of failure. Think about it. We put things off because we're afraid of not meeting our own expectations or those of others. We worry about looking foolish or disappointing ourselves. But guess what? Perfection is a myth, and success isn't a straight line. It's messy, it's unpredictable, and it's often paved with mistakes. So, how do we overcome this procrastination fear combo? First things first, acknowledge the beast. Don't try to pretend it doesn't exist. Recognize those thoughts of, I'll do it later, and ask yourself why you're feeling that way. Are you scared of messing up? Feeling overwhelmed? Identifying the root cause is the first step to conquering it. Second, break it down. Remember, even the most daunting tasks can be tackled in smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like a jigsaw puzzle. Instead of staring at the entire picture and feeling intimidated, focus on completing one piece at a time. Third, just start. This is the hardest part, but also the most crucial. Commit to working on something for just 5 minutes. I guarantee once you get started, momentum will build, and those 5 minutes will turn into 30, then an hour. Remember, the worst that can happen is you spend 5 minutes doing something, and hey, at least it's a start. Next, celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel good about your progress. Acknowledge and celebrate each milestone, no matter how small. It reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game, every little victory counts. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, you're human. There will be days when procrastination wins. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just learn from the experience, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Perfection is not the goal, progress is. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you have a presentation coming up. You know it's important, but the thought of putting it together fills you with dread. You start procrastinating, telling yourself, I have plenty of time, or I'll do it better under pressure. Sound familiar? But here's the catch. That pressure only amplifies your fear, making the task even more daunting. You end up cramming at the last minute, feeling stressed and exhausted. The result? A mediocre presentation that doesn't quite reflect your best work. Now, imagine you break down that presentation into smaller chunks. Maybe one day you focus on researching, another on outlining, then drafting each section, and finally reviewing and polishing it all together. You celebrate finishing each step, acknowledging your progress along the way. The result? A well-structured, confident delivery that showcases your skills and knowledge. See the difference? So, remember, conquering procrastination is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, break down those tasks, celebrate those wins, and most importantly, don't let fear hold you back from achieving your goals. You've got this. Remember, every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. So go out there, tackle that to-do list, and show procrastination who's boss. Want to share your own procrastination stories or triumphs? Hit me up on social media using hashtag TameTheBull. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of real talk about anger, stress, and everything in between. Until next time, stay bull taming, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.